Welcome to Galway GAA's Digital Heritage Project. For over a century now, the GAA has played a major role in the lives of the people of this county. This project hopes to introduce you to this rich heritage resource through a series of photographs, films and interviews. In 1910, the school inspector reported that handball was the most frequently mentioned activity in recreation. It had become a street game widely played against any available surface and thus familiar to all the population. Over the next 30 or so years, alleys sprung up all around the country. In this podcast, you will hear Oliver Curley interview Liam Murphy about the refurbishment of the old church in Kilchanvey and how three generations of local people passed their recreation time playing ball there.
So we're here in the old church in Kilchanvey, and Liam Murphy is bringing us up to date on what was to happen here in years gone by. You were telling us earlier on about the plastering of this place, Liam. Maybe you could fill us in more detail on it.
It seems that the project started back in the early 30s. It was before my time. The people involved were James Conlisk was one, Paddy Vahey. But they went around to the houses and they collected money. It wasn't big money, it was, they say, tuppence, threepence or fourpence, something like that. And they decided to plaster the old Kilchanvey church. We see here the plaster the east gable to a height of 30 feet and put in a concrete floor, which they did. The money collected. The houses that time.
Were there many people here then in the evenings playing handball? Or?
Well, I can remember it from the late 40s and the 50s. You would have people here in the evenings. But you'd have a big crowd on Sundays. You'd have a tournament on Sundays and you'd have a lot of people here. I'd be young at that time, so I wouldn't even get a game at that stage until maybe late in the evening when the big men would have gone to the dances.
And who'd have been the best handballers around here at the time?
Well, Martin Sweeney would be. Martin was the local blacksmith. He'd be the captain.
He'd be known as Martin, would he?
Yes, Martin Sweeney. He was a very strong man. And he was a good handballer. As well as that, he'd enforce the rules.
You had some special rules here, you were saying earlier.
Yeah, the Kilchanvey rules. Kilchanvey rules were different. You know, when you went to serve the ball, you didn't bounce the ball. You threw it against the gable and it was to hop beyond the line and then the serve was returned. If the receiver liked the serve, but if he didn't, he refused to take it. It's a foul ball, and he had to throw it up again.
And what just they play the games to then, up to what, how many aces?
21 aces.
21 aces. That would be the usual.
Yes.
And you could use the boot as well, could you?
You could use the boot as well. That rule has never changed until the handball finished here in the early 70s.
And were they having a special footwear then or anything?
There was no uniform. Whatever you happen to have. Probably on a Sunday, lads would play in their Sunday suits.
Yeah.
Some of them would be coming from mass, some of them would be maybe coming from the pub, but they'd be wearing their Sunday suits and they'd play handball that way.
And the type of a ball you used to play with mainly?
Sometimes it'd be a shortage, but they used to play with a wind ball, what we called a wind ball. It was a hollow ball. It being a roof, the walls are fairly rough here, so very often the ball collapsed. Occasionally they play with an elephant ball, which was a solid ball.
Would they wear gloves or anything like that?
No gloves, no.
I wonder, why did they stop playing handball here?
It petered out in the 60s and in the early 70s. The lifestyle changed, I suppose. People, more motor cars, and people travel to matches and travel to pitches and other places, and they weren't inclined to stay around locals as much. And then I suppose free education came in as well. So the young lads would be going to Tuam to school. They'd play maybe in a better alley in Tuam. The Kilchanvey rules kind of didn't suit them any longer.
You were saying the date was marked up on the wall at one stage, you could see it.
It was, yeah.
Maybe, and it was the date marked up there in the little box was what, 19?
1933.
That was the year it was the plaster of the wall.
Yes.
The east wall. Yeah. And it's probably there under a piece of ivy.
Yes, I think the back wall was built up with a, there was a temporary wall up halfway. It would be a rough stonework anyway.
Spectators, where would they line up?
Spectators would sit on top of that wall there. Or outside that wall there, and you'd have them, you could see in through the west doorway there, and some of them would be up here.
So it just would be a hive of activity then around here.
Oh yes, it'd be a big crowd here on a Sunday.
What system used they operate in for who'd get on the court? How would they manage that?
A kind of a hierarchy. There was a kind of a hierarchy there. As I said, Bert and Sweet would decide decide a lot of things.
Yeah, he was the best.
He'd have a few lieutenants, and the big boys would get their games first. And when their tournament was over, then they'd move off in the evening, maybe to the dances or to the pubs or whatever. Yeah. We'd get a chance then.
Yeah. What shape does the tournament take when they'd have a tournament? Would they draw lots, or would they be? Would there be a kind of a match planned days in advance for
I think I remember matchsticks being used. Yeah.
For picking the teams, picking the pairs. It just would be doubles, was it?
Doubles, yes, doubles. Well, you could sometimes they play singles too, but mostly doubles when there'd be a big crowd.
Very, very good, Liam. So, thanks very much.